It's used to change the scene. So, for example, this Sally person says, "So, I need to find people to chill with." And Jake says, "Ha ha, you'd write a dissertation about ha ha too, but we don't have time for that. Ha ha, so you're going by yourself? Why, Sally? For this summer program at NYU." Jake, "Ha ha slash, I'm watching this video with Suns players trying to shoot with one eye." The slash is interesting. I don't really even know what Jake is talking about after that, but you notice that he's changing the topic. Now, that seems kind of mundane, but think about how in real life, if we're having a conversation and we want to change the topic, there are ways of doing it gracefully. You don't just zip right into it. You'll pat your thighs and look wistfully off into the distance. Or you'll say something like, makes you think, when it really didn't. But what you're really... what you're really trying to do is change the topic. You can't do that while you're texting, and so ways are developing of doing it within this medium. All spoken languages have what a linguist calls a new information marker, or two, or three. Texting has developed one from this slash. So, we have a whole battery of new constructions that are developing, and yet it's easy to think, well, something is still wrong. There's a lack of structure of some sort. It's not as sophisticated as the language of the Wall Street Journal. Well, the fact of the matter is, look at this person in 1956, and this is when texting doesn't exist, I Love Lucy is still on the air. Many do not know the alphabet or multiplication table, cannot write grammatical. We've heard that sort of thing before. Not just in 1956, 1917, Connecticut schoolteacher.